This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Iran Saturday launched a research satellite into orbit with a rocket built by the Revolutionary Guards. Their Chamron-1 satellite was put into a 55-kilometer orbit, and its first signals had been received. That's according to the media, adding that the solid fuel carrier was designed and built by the Aerospace Force of the Revolutionary Guards. The launch comes as United States and European countries accuse Iran of transferring ballistic missiles to Russia that will be likely used in its war with Ukraine within weeks. Ukraine has renewed calls on the West to approve long-range strikes on Russian territory.
Ukraine has made a new call on the West to allow it to strike deeper into Russia after a meeting between United States President Joe Biden and British Prime Minister Keir Starmer on Friday produced no visible shift in their policy.
This wasn't a meeting about a particular capability. It was to allow ourselves the space, which we took, the time, which we took, to have a strategic perspective so that tactical decisions could be seen.
The renewed appeal came as Kyiv said Russia launched more drone and artillery attacks into Ukraine overnight. Ukrainian Air Force said that 76 Russian drones had been sighted, of which 72 were shot down. Other overnight attacks saw one person killed by Russian artillery fire in the Sumy region. Christina Menenti, VOA News.
The head of NATO's military committee says that Ukraine has a solid legal and military right to strike deep inside Russia to gain combat advantage, reflecting the beliefs of a number of U.S. allies. Admiral Rob Bauer was speaking at the close of the committee's annual meeting on Saturday, also attended by U.S. General C.Q. Brown, chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. You'll find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. AP correspondent Rika Ann Garcia reports on the latest attempt to salvage an oil tanker blown up by Houthi rebels.
A new attempt has begun to salvage an oil tanker that's been burning in the Red Sea following attacks by Yemen's Houthi rebels. The EU's naval mission published images of its vessel escorting ships heading to the Greek-flagged oil tanker Sunion. It has been weeks since it came under attack from the Houthis. The vessel had been staffed by a crew of Filipinos and Russians, as well as private security personnel who were taken by a French destroyer to nearby Djibouti. The Houthis later planted explosives aboard the ship and detonated them. This has raised fears that the ship's 1 million barrels of crude oil could spill into the Red Sea. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Venezuelan officials say that they've arrested six foreign nationals, including three Americans, accusing them of plotting to assassinate President Nicolas Maduro. On Saturday, the Interior Minister announced the arrests on state television, also claiming the individuals were part of a CIA-led plot to overthrow the government. He displayed images of rifles allegedly confiscated from the suspects. U.S. and Spanish officials have not commented on the arrest. The announcement follows U.S. sanctions on Maduro's allies and Spain's recognition of opposition candidate Edmundo Gonzalez as the election winner. Nigeria's army says that troops have rescued 13 hostages who were kidnapped by an extremist group in the northwestern state of Kaduna.
The army said in a statement Saturday that the troops successfully overwhelmed the terrorists. The military said that several kidnappers were killed and others captured. It didn't specify what armed group the kidnappers belonged to. The rescued hostages were taken to a military facility for a medical assessment before being reunited with their families. Weapons, ammunition, solar panels, and cash were also discovered during the rescue operation. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA News.
Tropical storm Helene has made landfall on the coast of the Mexican state of Sinaloa day after it pounded the resort-studded Los Cabos. The tropical storm formed Thursday off Mexico's Pacific coast and was packing winds of up to 40 miles per hour or 65 kilometers per hour as it moves ashore. The Miami-based National Hurricane Center said it made landfall Saturday near the coastal city. Forecasters say it will churn over the coastal region of northern Sinaloa during the next hours and then move over the Gulf of California roughly parallel to the coast on Sunday, weakening into a tropical depression. You'll find more at voanews.com. Again, voanews.com. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.